God, you who called Mary to carry your son and bring him into our world, help us to hear your word this day that we too might sing of the great things you have done and yet will do. Amen. Sing, sing this song, sing it loud, sing it strong. This song you are invited to sing is not just any song. This song is Mary's song. The message of this song, however, has been sung throughout the ages, even before Mary was born, before Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel, before Mary was found pregnant with God's son, and before Mary visited Elizabeth. It all began with God's saving acts, God's mercy, God's reversal and redemption of the destructive tendencies of humankind. Another young woman named Hannah sang a very similar song in Old Testament times. Yet this song from Luke comes to us today as we honor and remember the witness of Mary, whose Greek name is Theotokos, bearer of God. So it is that today we read, sing, and live Mary's song, the Magnificat that magnifies our God. This song needs to be heard and sung this day as much as it did in Mary's day and all the days which followed. The reason for this is that there are many voices filling our ears, flooding our throats, and dampening our spirits, naively thinking that this song can be muted. Sound bites, campaign spin, sometimes overly obsessive political analysis, egocentrism, and sensationalism appear to drown out civil public discourse. In the midst of other people's agendas, the realities of actual events such as destructive wildfires, diseased forests, warming oceans, damaging floods, senseless gun violence, racial tension, and religious discrimination sometimes overwhelm us, making us wonder if there is any hope of making true progress in our care for the earth and our respect for, care for, and work with one another. Sometimes we don't feel like singing. The circumstances of life have taken the song from us. Like the ancient exiled people of God, we hang our harps on the willows, along rivers of apathy, cynicism, depression, and powerlessness. While this song might be temporarily taken from us, it does not stay away. No, no, no. It has had staying power through the ages and is continually given new life and new voice in the current age. From the time it was included in Luke's gospel until today, It has continuously been put to music and sung by the gathered people of God. For centuries, it has been sung in evening prayer services. Hence, probably the version with which many of you are most familiar is that which we sing from Holden Evening Prayer by contemporary composer and musician Marty Haugen. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. If you know it, sing it with me. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. See, you do know it. In addition to being included in evening prayer services, a paraphrase of Mary's song or phrases from Mary's song are included in 10 of our hymns in our red hymnal, one of which, the Canticle of the Turning, we will sing today as our sending song. This song, the Magnificat, is an integral part of our worship as Christian people. We sing this song not just because it's put to pretty or stirring music, or just because it's in the Bible. We sing this song as Mary first sang it in the Gospel of Luke, when responding to the strong and wise affirmation of her cousin Elizabeth. We sing this song as a confession of faith. We also sing this song as a confession of our own illusions in the face of the world's sin and deceptions that can so easily overwhelm us. So, it is a song of confession in both senses of that word, confession, a confession of faith and a confession of sin. We sing the song to name, claim, and rejoice in God as our Savior, just as did Mary. Just as God looked upon Mary with favor, God has looked upon us with favor and done great things for us. We are and have been called blessed. On the flip side, when the things we achieve go to our head, when we put ourselves above other individuals, races, or religions, and when we deceive ourselves by thinking the riches of this world will bring us contentment, power, and happiness, we are brought low and find ourselves empty. So it is that God dispels our pride, our illusions of grandeur based on self-aggrandizement, turns us around and redirects us. We are brought low, not to be crushed, but rather to be raised up. We are raised to a place of trust in God's strength made known through weakness, in God's love communicated through selflessness, and in God's mercy, for which no sin is too great to be melted, and transformed to that which heals, holds, and strengthens us. We sing this song because in this song is life, healing, comfort, and hope for us and for our world. We sing this song aloud because it is not just meant to be privately internalized in a personal spiritual fear. We sing it aloud because it is meant to be projected for all to hear and to be shaped in us and others by many and various voices. We sing it strong because its strength is not reflected by volume or decibels, but rather by beauty, conviction, and belief. The other night, I was listening to a radio program called Think Out Loud, in which a Hiroshima survivor, Dr. Hideko Tamaru Snyder, was being interviewed. Though she became sick later as a 10-year-old child, she initially survived isolated from her mother. She tells the story of frantically searching in rescue stations for her mother and witnessing horrific sights of the injuries suffered by victims of the bomb blast. She realized that even though she was calling out her mother's name, her mother might be too weak to be able to respond to her call. Finally, the search became too much for her. In her sorrow, hopelessness, and powerlessness to find and comfort her mother, she prayed to God. She prayed that by singing her mother's favorite songs, the sound of her voice would be carried by the wind to bring comfort to her mother wherever she was. So she sang. She sang her mother's songs for her mother and trusted the Spirit through her singing to bring comfort, healing, and hope. So it is that Jesus sings to us through the song of the young woman who bore him and birthed him into our world. Jesus sings to us through this song because its words proclaim the work that Jesus came to accomplish and continues to accomplish in us and in our world. The Spirit has carried and continues to carry the power of this song for our lives, for our church, and for our world. By singing it, we too, like Mary, become Theotokos, a God-bearer. For this song inspires us to fill the hungry with good things, and when we are the hungry ones, to seek and to be fed by God's goodness. So it is that we not only sing this song, but we live this song. By living this song, we find life, we find joy, and we participate in the work of God who is turning the world around. So may our souls and may the soul of our church magnify the Lord. Sing this song. Amen.